Rabbanit gerade schließe, Koshuwe, Rabbonim, Hanhola, Vagudis Yisrael, Beschuss Kol HaKol HaKodesh HaZeh. I really feel if I had any sense, I would just sit down right now after the inspiring words of Rabbi Yankel, the Levine, Gesund, the Shad, the Ebel, the Kvenish, and the Alla Zur. The theme of this session, our precious, vulnerable youth, is a very apt and inclusive description. We have all types of children. We have children who are blossoming. We have children who are floundering. We have children who are inspired, motivated, and confident. We have children who are lethargic, who are bored, who are despairing. But one thing is certain. Every single one of our children is precious, and every single one of them is vulnerable. In our trying times of Yitzhak the Mashiach, the responsibility that we bear is enormous. The task before us is daunting. We have been entrusted with the mission of ensuring the survival of our Heilige Messiah. Where is the battlefront? And how do we wage this battle? In last week's Seder, we learned how Yaakov Avinu went back over the Mavi Yavoik to retrieve the Pachim Titanim, and the Svarim HaKadoshim tell us that there he found the Pach Shemen of the nest of the Neiros Chanukah. Vayeyovek ish imoy, a man wrestles with him, and Chazal tell us this was the story shel Esau. He fought with him ad alois hashachar, and the Medrash tells us ad yishuosam shel Yisrael, until Bias HaMashiach. It was a ferocious fight, and Yaakov Avinu fought with such strength and such tenacity and such courage and bravery that the Malach asked, according to the Medrash, Shemohu Malach Kimoisi, this can't be a human being, perhaps he's an angel like me. Ere imhu Malach Oyeloi, let me see, is he a Malach or is he a human being? And since Malachim don't have joints, they cannot sit down. Let me see if he has a tzitzas top. And he found that he had a joint, he said, oh! He certainly vada he ben adam eilech ve'etka b'kaf yireichon. An extraordinary battle. The Medrash tells us further that the purpose wasn't just only to conquer the Sorei Shel Esau, but the Rabbi Yisrael wanted to show the Umas Ha'olam the strength and power of Yaakov. The Medrash brings a marshal to a king who had a son, and he also had a tame lion and a wild dog. And he would encourage his son to stand next to the tame lion. Someone said to the king, why are you encouraging the prince to stand next to a tame lion? He said, because there's a mad dog. And I want him to see, if he ever thinks of attacking my son, let him see that my son already has conquered a lion. He should be scared of him. So to the Rabbi Yisrael Olam said, if the Umas Olam ever want to attack Klal Yisrael, let them see that Yankin Yisrael fought with the Sorei Shel Esau. And he defeated him. So this battle is a transcendent battle that has meanings on endless levels. Yet what was the essence of this fight? What was it about? And the Medrash tells us, Ad alois hashacha, ki hagolus doimer lelayla, but here tonight, they fight to take us away, to divert us from Avodas Hashem. And they say, Shuvi, Shuvi Hashem. Shuvi, Shuvi Venet Zeboch. The Medrash reveals to us the nature of this fight. It's kidei lahatoisam miderech Hashem. But Esav takes two forms. There's a physical Esav, and there's a spiritual Esav, as represented by the Soroi Shel Esav. The physical Esav fights with us with persecution, with extermination, with enacting laws and decrees, with excluding us from the professions. The goal is kidei lahatoisam miderech Hashem. They want to make our lives so miserable we should get fed up of Yiddishkeit. And throughout the generations, Nebuchadnezzar, there were those who couldn't bear it anymore, and they gave up. But the Sorei Shel Esav said something different. The spiritual Esav has a different mocham. He says, Shuvi, Shuvi HaShulamis, Shuvi, Shuvi V'net Zeboch. Let us see the magnificent words of the Medrash in Shir HaShirim of this pasuk. V'net Zeboch. The Umas Olam turn to us and they Shulamis, you complete one, Miloshin Sheik Shlemus. Come and join us. Oimrois Yisrael, Amosai Atem Meisim Al Eloikeichem. How much longer are you going to die for your God? Vamosai Atem Meherogin Olam. How much longer are you going to be murdered for him? As it says in the Pasuk, Yolecho Eranu Kol Hayoy. How much longer will you stand for doing good to him when he repays you with sorrows and with sorrow? Come and join us. We will appoint you leaders and governors and dukes, and we will give you power and influence. The Nedzeboch, the Atun Inun Mechzeyosadol. You will lead the world. You will be the ones we all look up to. The Mefarshim Medrash say it's like a mirror. The ganze Welt wird sich spiegeln. We know that you're the most talented nation in the world. Come and join us, and you will have such a beautiful life. Yisrael meshiv lohem, and Klal Yisrael answered, Matan zubar shulamis kimechoyla tamachanoyim. What could you show us? What could you give us that compares to what it means to be a Yid? Shemata mimechem Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov. Have you heard of Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov? Did they ever leave the Ribbono Shel Olam that we should do the same? Atem yicholim lasos lanu kacholim shenasa leYaakov Avinu kishayotzu mibeis Lavan. Can you give us what Yaakov Avinu had when he left the house of Lavan? As the Medrash says, there were 60 riboy malachim hayucholim umeraksim lufnei Yaakov Avinu b'tzeis mibeis Lavan. 600,000 fiery malachim singing and dancing before Yaakov Avinu, Kasherom, Machne Elohim Zeh. And another day, the Rabbanan say they were double, Machanoim, 1.2 million Malachim. Imagine a Rebbe walking with a million Hasidim dancing in front of him at the scene. Machel Zubar Shulamis, Kinecholos HaMachanoim. What can you possibly give us that compares to what we have? The physical Esav, Baruch Hashem, no longer oppresses us. No one's trying to deport us. No one's trying to exclude us from anything we want, any role we want to play in society. But the Sorei Shel Esav will fight Ad Alois Hashachar, until the final redemption. And his fight will be with this. He will call to us and say, Shuvi, Shuvi HaShulamis. Success is with us. Goodness, happiness, pleasure. Everything good in the world is by us. This is the challenge of Ikbasa the Mashiach. This is the Mohammed that our precious, vulnerable youth have to fight. when at every street corner, at every billboard, at every technical gadget is pointing them and saying, Shuvi, Shuvi HaShulamis, come join us, I'll give you the good life. Here's where you can enjoy. Here's where you can be successful. This is the story of the Sarei Shel Esav. This is the story of Chanukah. This is the story of Golus Yavam. And we have to instill our youth with the confidence, with the pride, with the conviction, with the depth, to be able to stand and face down the Sarei Shel Esav and say to him, Klum Shamatem Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov, do you know who I am? Do you know where I come from? Have you ever heard of my Zedus? Have you ever heard of a Shabbos, of a Yom Tov, of a Torah, of a Chanukah, of a Purim? Do you know that when I sit at my Bat Gemara, there are fiery malachim dancing around me? Matev Zubah Shulamis, you don't impress me. Matev Zubah Shulamis Kimechoylas HaMachanon. This is the battlefront. Here's where the battle is pitched, Rabbi Yisrael. Rabbi Avraham Genachovsky, the Shabina Shashibu, who was just here in America, heard that he spoke in New York. He called a Meisen. There was a Goyen Olam in Europe, the Mechab of the Sefer, and the Tas Soyed. And he had a yeshiva, and one day a bacha comes to him crying, my parents want to move to Berlin. What am I going to do? Yeshiva bacha, the Tzidush bacha, what moves to Berlin? What am I going to do? And the Tas Soyed told him, don't worry. The day you have to move, come to me. And the bacha came to him, and he said, Yanke Ravinu said, in love on guard, Yerashas V'tayyad Mitzvah Shomat. How was Yehudim in a society like Lavan's, Ramoz, in his world of Ramoz, how was he able to hold strong and keep Tayyad Mitzvah? The passage continues, Vayihili Shor V'chamor. He looked at Lavan as a Shor V'chamor. Lavan speaks beautifully. He speaks so civilized. I would never take advantage of a relative of mine. About a tiny freedom. Oh no, I'm going to pay you every penny. He may speak beautifully. He may have all the yoytis he told me of the Yevani, but you touch him the wrong way, he'll turn on you like a lion. When you go to Berlin, you're going to see progress, industry, education, architecture, universities, philosophy. You're going to see everything. Never forget, Vayihili Shor V'chamor. One wrong step and they'll turn on you and tear you to pieces. Rav Genachovsky said he heard this story. There's a Rav of Chuksam Sefer, Rav Altman. Rav Altman told him the story. He said he was in Meir Sharam, he had to say Yeshia, and he went into a little shul to learn. And Altman, he came over with him, introduced himself. And they were discussing, and this Rav Altman is an amical of the Netav Soyuz. And he told him, they were discussing, he told him the story, you see, I am the Bacher who he gave this advice to. And I lived in Berlin for many years. And what kept me by Yiddishkeit was because I hazarded again and again by Yili Shor V'chamor. To be able to say, Matev Zubah Shulamis, doesn't compare to what we have. But how do we instill this feeling into our church? What do we do? There are many things. Firstly, as the Rebbe said before, Jabyanko echoed, we have to live a beautiful, geschmacke, warmer, joyous Yiddishkeit. Our homes and our schools have to radiate optimism, simcha, and pride. But that's not enough. Sometimes that's not enough. For many of our children, a beautiful Shabbos and Yom Tov still can't compete with the blandishment of an iPod or an iPad, whatever keeps coming out new ones. We can't even keep track of it. We need to give them what they don't have. A
And that is pnimius, because there is a world of chitzonius. Our children from the inside, we have to give them pnimius, we have to give them a strong hush. We have to give them hasogis, and we have to teach them the joys of self-discipline. We encourage them to face challenges, even if they mean a lot of work. The mechanchim today tell us that perhaps he went a little bit too far with the "I'm okay, you're okay, he's everybody's okay." That our children should feel real sense of accomplishment. The reality of honor seeking, of pleasure seeking, a money mentality, an image consciousness above all. What values are really driving our society? Young people are inquisitive and perceptive. Youth fancies itself a crusader against hypocrisy. We cannot afford to be perceived as not practicing what we preach. Sullied by machloikis. Do you have any idea the effects the machloikis have on the precious neshamas, on the development of our children? What they do to their Yiddishkeit, to their Edelkeit, to their emunah, their emunah sachomim, and their emunah b'Hashem, whether it's a machloikis in a mishpacha, whether it's a machloikis between Edois or Kehilois or Chatzeirois. When these machloikis in our seat are perceived to be about power and influence and real estate, even though those in the machloikis may actually believe they're being loichem l'shem shamayim, does anybody realize the fatal poison that's being ingested by the children in these communities? And not just by them, but other children who aren't part of this, who absorb and get contaminated by the radioactive fallout of Latsonis and Sikha Batela and cynicism and Sinas Chinam. Shoimu Shomayim al Zeh, it cannot go on. We are paying for this with the lives of our children. These Hanhogis are annulling and voiding our sins. The Bible says, "Tichitzim biyat gibor ten b'nei hanurim." And the Bala Musar explained, the years of youth, the years of chinuch, are like when an archer holds a bow. Tichitzim biyat gibor, as long as it's in his hand, he can aim it in any direction he wants. But once it leaves, he can't fix it anymore. What we fill our children with in their youth, they stay with forever. In the hand of the giver came the man of earth. But perhaps it's not so simple, I would say. There's one thing that can move an arrow even after it's been shot. And that's a wind, a ruach. Even an arrow that's been aimed properly, the wrong wind will blow it away from its target. And even if it's been aimed improperly, a ruach can bring it to the proper place where it has to be. An atmosphere is so, so powerful. A ruach is shoyver, horim, mefarek, slohim. How many countries were overtaken with all sorts of isms because of a ruach, because of a wind. The atmosphere, the trends, we're responsible for that. What do we talk about? What do we talk about with admiration, and what do we ridicule? This creates the ruach in our society. We have a Froom press and media. And I know they don't have an easy job. And they perform a vital service for Klal Yisrael. And it's very easy to criticize. We want to be ma'ir b'chol loshan shel bakosh. They must be circumspect and very seriously take their responsibility that they have a koyach gadol to create an atmosphere. In some homes, these publications are the very ear of Shabbos. They have to be diligent, not just about the hashkafas in their articles, but also and more so the advertisements and the subjects they choose to address. To remember that tzniyus doesn't just apply to women, but also to men. Hatnei aleches in eloikecho. The limelight is a dangerous place. Bask in it at one's own peril. Have a tremendous koyach in suddenly creating the winds in our delicate and vulnerable society. Children read these publications and form goals and aspirations. And I think it will be worthwhile. I don't know if he says that this will open here, we'll die in Zuntan Shah, to publicly express our gratitude for his years of service to Klal Yisrael and the now sorely missed Jewish observer that he produced with wisdom, with Engelkeit, with sensitivity, with propriety, and with the gewaltig sense of Loichem Lochemes Hashem. And hopefully, many will look to him as an example and a demus, even at the expense of less circulation. Ben Tamahati, I don't know if he's there, if he also breathes and I don't see him. Another thing our children need, as you've heard before. Our children need our time and attention. They need our menuchas ha-nefesh. There's not much of that left today. We've connected at so many levels with Bottom from every pocket. You don't know where we are. We have a problem. A wonderful, beautiful problem. Halavai, we should have more of this problem, and we're going to have much more of this problem. But it's a problem nevertheless. Baruch Hashem, we have a ribui of simchis, ten yirgu, by Yiddishikim. Reshtot and simchis by now. At the same time, we have to realize, there never was such a situation. People lived in the shtetl, there was a chasam, two times a year, three times a year, four times a year, maximum. The chiyuvim that we have, and all the simchis that we'd love to attend, and we have to attend, they deprive our children of attention and stability. The house becomes mishkanui demokim. It's a very dangerous thing. And it's time, as a tzibur, we have to make some tough decisions. We have to be brave enough to be able to say that sometimes I just cannot do this. I'd love to come. I'd love to be there. Sometimes we are all spread out. There are simchas that are hours and hours. We have multiple simchas. Kein yirgu. And we have Balei Simcha have to the courage. To tell people. You know, people get insulted, tell them, don't come. No, I love you. You'll eat everything in the world if you come. Feel you have to. I know you have a family, and I know you're busy. things, time, attention, hanhoger, stability, responsibility. These are things that will fill our children's hearts with the feeling of we know the story Shel Esav, when he fought with Yaakov and he said, Shuvi Shuvi Hashulamus, the Pasuk says, Vateka Kafyerech Yaakov, the Chofetz Chaim brings the Zohar HaKadosh, the Tamchin Doiraisa. He dealt a blow to the support of Torah. That's what it looked like 70 and 80 years ago when there was no yeshivas, when you had Erlich and Yidin, Feiner Eltern, Shomer Torah and Mitzvah, they couldn't hold on to their children. They were sitting where there were 300 or 400 shul, but there were no yeshivas, and only a handful of families survived. The yeshivas are the kiyum of Klal Yisrael. With their flaws, with their imperfections, warts and all, without our yeshivas, we cannot even last one generation. Now the very same Sarai Shalesha, who wants our youth not to recognize the beauty of Yiddishkeit, who says, what are you busy with? Come to us, the fun is here. The very same story shall Esav understand that before Alois HaShachar he has to hit the Tamchen Do'iraisi, because if the yeshivas are impoverished and the Rebbeim are struggling, and to be a Ma'avitz Torah means you have to live a life of Anias Bedachkis. There's nothing that calls out loud in today's times to our children, Shuvi Shuvi Ashulamas, the next Zebok. Is that the type of life you want to live? It's the same Muhammad. It's the same destruction. The yeshivas, the Loimei Torah, are the source of all of our success. They're the source of our Yiddishkeit. They're the source of our Parnosa, as the Medrash says. The Nefesh HaChaim describes how they're the light in all of the Olamos. They are the source of our health. Someone once came to the Chofetz Chaim, they were building a hospital near Lod, and everybody was donating beds. And he asked, how much is the yeshiva donating? He says, we're giving 60 beds. So 60 beds be the gelt. He says, if they're sitting and learning Torah in my yeshiva, that's 60 empty beds, people who won't get sick in the schus of the Torah, they're learning in the yeshiva. They are the source of our protection from our enemies. Bizman shekoilot shal yankid nishma mebote midroshois, ein yidayim shal esav sholtois. We need to stand by our yeshivas hakdoishes with mesiras nefesh mamish. To quickly share with you a very famous gemara. The Gemara says in the sect of Baba Metzia, Rab Chanina and Rab Chia were discussing. Rab Chanina said, what I've accomplished, you mustn't fight with me. If not for me, if Torah would be forgotten, I would be able to return it with my pilpul. And Rab Chia said to Rab Chanina, with me are arguing, I'm already done. Shaloi Tishtakir Torah in Yisrael. What did I do? I went and I planted flax. And then I took the threads and I braided them into nets. And then I caught deer. And I took the meat and I fed it to orphans. And I took the hides and I wrote on them Megillas and Chumashim. And I took 5 children and I taught one each Chumash. And I took 16, taught one each a Seder in Shas. And I told them, you teach everybody else this, and you teach everybody else this. And that's how I say it's like the Shakir Torah in Yisrael. The Gemara says, Gedoy Lemas Techir. And the Gemara describes the unbelievable Madregas that Techir reached. Abkidekach, that Rebbe, Eliyahu Hanavi told Rebbe, there's a person alive who's like Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov who could bring Mashiach and Techir Uvon. Amazing Gemara. Imagine if we got together in Asifa. What are we going to do, like the Shakir Torah in Yisrael? Made an Asifa like this. Our precious, vulnerable children. And we discuss all the issues, the financial problems, the children at risk, the predators, the terrible, terrible challenges that we're facing. And somebody would get up, I've got the solution. Let's plant flax. And then we'll weave it into nets, and we'll catch deer, and we'll teach the children this one chayr, that one another chayr. How would we look at such a thing? First of all, 6 years. How many years is it going to take until it's... until then, we're in an emergency situation. You can't wait that long. And what kind of chinuch is it? Ask the Rebbe. The Rebbe's magic. Pull together the class. So, okay, I'm going out now. You teach the rest of the class everything, all the subject matter. I'll come back in 5 minutes. I'm coming back in 2 years. You better know it by then. And when I was in yeshiva, the Rebbe was out for 30 seconds. You were climbing out the window doing it. So what kind of answer was this? I want to share with you the words of Rav Dessler Nichten Meliyot. It's so important for our times. And this is the chizik that we need. Rav Dessler points out that our avos and imois were akoros. They were barren. They couldn't have children. They needed nisim. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, there should be a klal yisrael. That's the whole tachlis of the world. So why did the Ovis Nimois, why were they naturally unable to have children? And the same David HaMelech, Mashiach, he's the tachlis of the world. He didn't even have a minute to live. He was meant to die right immediately upon his birth. He had to get years from other recent 70 years. Why is that? Why did the Rebbe Shem design things that way? Says Rav Dessler. And he brings many other examples. Kol zeh bolel amdenu. Shall Piderach HaTeva Ein Kiyim Meruchnius. Ruchnius does not exist the Derech HaTeva. We survive with Nisim. Where do the Nisim come from? Yesh Stat Kotel, there's a small crack in the wall of Teva which we can barely see. V'darkoi HaNes Nichnas. And through that crack, miracles enter. What is that stock? What is that crack? Hanuchoimus lemesinus nefesh. The readiness to be meister nefesh. Lechia knew that the Derech HaTeva, this cannot work. Torah is being forgotten from Klal Yisrael. What are you going to do? It's like 5 children, they'll teach each other. How is this going to work? But the Derech HaTeva doesn't make any sense. But he knew that he has to be Moshe Nefesh Shemoyt Yishakech Torah in Yisrael. Anything I can do, can I plant it with my hands? Can I braid it with my hands? What more can I do? I will do whatever is humanly possible. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu bet shein vayiz in nisim v'niflois. I want to sound like a doomsday prophet, Rabbi. We don't have any plan. Do you know how many children believe I in horror that Tzibur Vax tonight in horror? We have classes with 40 children in a class. We need moistness upon moistness. We need binyonim. We don't have the infrastructure ready. We're not ready for it. How is this going to happen? There's no money for the existing monsters. They're struggling for your Uman ki is super. What's going on in the administrative offices of our yeshiva hakdoshes? To be Meister Nefesh. When our parents and grandparents came in after the war, they better, the hopes made any more sense to build a doll like this. They were penniless and orphanage and block. But they were my same nefesh. They lived and grieved, but the Tzadikas Tzadikim Yisrael, the was on their lips. The mothers went to help serve in the kitchen. And I had a friend whose father came to drive the bus every day. They had the yeshiva money, but you have the cost in them. The yeshiva, the yeshiva, the yeshiva. People that buy out of the Levava.
You went into the tent, you looked at the classroom. Maybe I can have the freedom to do this. I have to aim at the end of the business, I have to go home and ask my wife. She went home and asked his wife. And she said, I'd rather we could do it. I'd rather, what a school, when will we ever have a chance to do such a thing for Taylor? And he said, so you have to understand, in the next 3 years, you can't even dream of buying a new dress. She answered, my pet, you bash your loudness, give a toil of a mark and noise. What are you offering me compared to what I can have? And I know this keeps presenting us and have many years, oh, you're there, let's see your kinder. Of how many years have you spoken, you didn't have to look at kinder yet. Mosquitoes, nefesh. The Tzadikei Torah need to have Mesiras Nefesh. I know it's difficult. But what are we here for? In this short journey of life. But we can make such a difference. As the Chofetz Chaim says, Mashiach will come and will be throwing money out the window in disgust. And the Torah will come and say, where are those who helped me survive? One more quote from the Mishnah Leyo. I know it's getting late. I'm going to the Messiah, Rabbis. Chazal tell us, Zohar Kodesh Baruch Hu Shetzadikim Lotin Omad V'Shostan B'chol Dor V'Dor. The Maral asked the question, Mashiach is going to come in the Dor Shokula Chai, where are the Tzadikim? The Maral says, a Loshin, Tzadik Zeh Hu Tzadik Shel Dor Shekula Chai. What does that mean? It's like a riddle. What does that mean? And he explained, the tzaddik and ikvus of the Mashiach is the one who will overcome the midah of that generation. The midah of the generation of Mashiach, which Chazal called Chutz Yazgir, says Rav Dessler, Pirushoi Onoichis Mufredes, an exaggerated Onoichis, a selfishness or a self-absorption. There'll be a world where everything is me, me, my success, my pleasure, my comfort. Those who will be different, those who will be nice, those who will live with a sense of tzibur, those who will live with a sense of community, with a sense of achrayus, those who will not live in anoichis mufrezes, they will be the tzaddikim of Oisoi Hadol. Strive to be Tzadikei Hador and nothing less. Let us understand what the Sorei Shel Esav is trying to do to us. And let us say, we can give away from this or from that distraction. I don't need it. I'd rather be a person who builds Torah. As the Chofetz Chaim says, a person who can say to the Torah, Ata yochol lismoich olai, we hear a Lashon. That is good, we help. Ata yochol lismoich olai. We are the Tzadik. We are those who burn in their hearts for the Tzadikah Torah Misra. And in the schus of those Tzadikim, Yihi chelkeinu imoyim, we should be worthy of sharing their chelik. We should be zoyche and zoyche to v'harev na Hashem eloikeinu as divrei sarosu v'fi. V'fi ois amcho beis Yisroel.
We should be going to the seas in Nia Amnath, and we said so Enu, we said so Amcho Beis Yisrael, Kulanu Yoidei Shemecha, Veloidei So Yosecha Lishmo, Neizol tells we should be Zoyche, Vinoleinu Vizkeinenu Nelei, Lekabuz Nei Mashiach Zitkeinu, Vimheira Biomeinu Amen.